star of
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, here for another week with the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
I'm good. I'm so excited because we're talking about one of my favorite movies today, the 2015 boxing drama.
No, Tommy, no. Oh, you got no. It wrong. Your homework is all ruined. Really quick, I thought of a t-shirt idea because we were talking about making t-shirts. You know how they have the ones that are like Jerry, Elaine, Kramer, George, or whatever?
Yeah.
It's just I think we should make one that just says Wolf of Dog Street, Prince of Snarkness, Kevin, Jared.
It's like very long.
It's very long and no one will know what it is.
You can only buy XXL. It's the only little fit. Kevin Smith loves it.
I think it will be good. We recorded one yesterday that will come out later, but we overbooked, but it was my birthday yesterday, and what better gift could I ask for than to share an hour of podcasting with our friend Melissa Villasenor. How are you, Melissa?
Hey. Yeah, happy birthday, Tom. Did you do anything special?
No, actually, you know what? We really didn't because it was a very stressful day. It is the holidays. I don't even want to get into it, but people are stressed out right now. And what we did do, though, after this was my birthday treat to myself. We ordered sushi and a pizza, and also watched Romy and Michelle. That was throughout the day, not all in one meal. But since I couldn't really do anything, I was like, I'm going to have a pizza. And then, we watched Romy and Michelle and Night at the Roxbury.
Nice.
Which, ooh. I got to tell you, so I hadn't, it was a movie that there was a time in my life whenever I would go to my cousin's, we would watch A Night at the Roxbury and my best friend's wedding every day. Every single day of the summer that I would be there, we would watch those movies because we loved them so much. And I was worried that it wouldn't hold up. My girlfriend had never seen Night at the Roxbury, and she loved it. And it made me really happy. It's great. Have you seen Night at the Roxbury, Melissa?
I don't think I have. I think that's something I need to watch. I would love
it. It's so fun. It's such a different... It's before Will Ferrell was like huge. And it's all based on this very simple, dumb sketch that is funny, but we watched the original sketch and we were like, how did they see this sketch and go, we're gonna make a whole movie out of this and
there
not even
so
have
many
Jim Carrey
sketches back then though that like they just were like, let's just make a movie out of this silliness, and it's like, man, that'd be cool to have more of that now.
I know, what are they gonna do? I mean, they just they haven't had one of those in a while. Is MacGruber the last
I
one?
So yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
And it's great. Yeah.
I love MacGruber.
Damn, that's insane to think of. You'd think that, why didn't David S. Pumpkins get a damn movie, huh?
That's exactly. That would be great.
I think that they probably could pull that off if Hanks had interest in it. I don't know that he would want to, but it could be fun.
I bet Tom Hanks would, though. He's a dude.
How are you, Melissa? Are you in LA right now?
Yes, I'm home in LA.
Very exciting.
Weren't you here though for some time too?
I was. I was there for the for the beginning of the pandemic. I was there. A lot of people are calling me a pandemic chaser, in that I go where the hotspots are. I'm a bug chaser.
No, I was.
I had a little writing job for a show that comes out this very Friday, the movie show on Sci-Fi comes out, this Friday. I have to figure out a way to get cable so that I can watch it, but it's really fun. It's the first episode, so check that out, SYFY. It's a show my buddy Alex Stone and Adam Dubowski made together, where they're puppets who host a show, like a public access show, on about movies that on a network that sucks, and it's very fun. I'm very excited for people to see it. I hope that they do. But yeah, so I was there till June, and then we said we got to get back to New York. Our cats were here.
Oh Right.
Our friends were here. We had to get back. Even though we still did the podcast via Zoom, and I guess I could have just stayed in LA, but it was mostly the cats. I couldn't figure out a way to get them on a plane. Not unlike they hate Mondays and airplanes. These cats, and they love lasagna.
Monday.
Every Monday they're a little shitty. That is, I gotta take the calendar down because they have really no other way of knowing that it's Monday.
Monday? No.
But I'm back in New York though, and we were supposed to be in Denver this past weekend.
I was looking forward to it so much because that was the second time they canceled because of COVID. The first time was that the main week of lockdown back in March, and I've never performed at the Comedy Works, and for many years, people in Colorado were like, "Come on out," and I was like, "I know that's on my list," and then so this is the second time it was canceled.
Well, I have a good feeling that club will still be around when this is all done. And you can do it then. It's one of my favorite clubs in the world. It's so good.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a great time when it eventually happens.
Yeah. We'll do that when we can.
We'll do it up. Let's talk about what we're here to talk about today, which is the band Creed. This is a sequel. This is Creed 2. Tommy, do your Creed bit again.
You know, I think I wrote a sketch with Castillo. Yeah, we did. We wrote a movie trailer called Creed 2, but because the movie Creed, the second trailer for the, you know, the actual movie was coming out, but this trailer was for the band. Oh my God, it was hilarious. Now that I remember it was just like, it was supposed to be a pre-tape sketch. And the band's like, we're coming back, you know? Everyone's like mad at him. I don't know. But, oh man, that was really funny.
We talked about Creed almost 3 years ago now, and things have changed. Last time we talked about them, it was a lot about Stapp and his wild decisions and the bar fight. Like, we talked about him getting into a bar fight with 311. We talked about, this is a recap from last time. I've just been watching The Boys, and now I'm going to do a Boys-like recap. Last time on Stand By Your Band, Scott Stapp got into a fight with 311? What? Tommy,
I know,
now
I was
you do
reading
one.
Up about it last night. I didn't know. He was always winding in trouble, Stapp.
He got into some big fights. Another huge one was, and maybe my favorite Scott Stapp story is that he got in trouble with Kid Rock because there was a sex tape of them getting blown together, and Kid Rock got mad at him because they got busted because Scott Stapp kept the tape.
I read something different. I thought Scott Stapp was like, please don't put it out, please don't release that, and took it to court or something.
Maybe I have it backwards, but I thought that it was that he had kept the tape for some reason, and that's why Kid Rock was mad at him.
Mine.
Yeah, they fought over it. That's my tape.
It's like precious memories is written on the label.
But the line that Kid Rock had about it was that he was not embarrassed that there was a sex tape of a movie. He was embarrassed that he was being seen with Scott Stapp. And so there was a lot of beef there. But now Scott Stapp has turned over a new leaf. He's like 5 years sober. He's gotten a haircut. He's trying to get it back together. He thought that the government was like stalking him, and that everybody, he went through a severe psychosis from true mental illness and a lot of pills and booze and stuff. But who hasn't been there, you know? Glug, glug, glug.
You know, I think it must come from the pain of that. I was watching a few live clips, okay? And first of all, they sold out so many big stadiums. I mean, they were massive. But I think why people don't like them so much is they're actually very hard rock. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really hear that live, they're drum, drum, drum. But I think it's the lyrics that throw people off, that are like, okay, this is... you know, this is too holy.
Sure.
But I read, though, that Stapp said he didn't mean for it to be.
Yeah, I just read that, too, and I think we may have gotten that wrong last time we talked about it, because he did claim that they're not religious.
Well, in his solo work, he does have a song called Jesus Was a Rock Star.
Yes.
Which, that one you can't misinterpret.
No, I think he put out religious music. Did we listen?
I think he talks. Is there any music?
I listened to one. Actually, right before this, I listened to one, and he's so, like, soft-spoken, and it's so weird. Him and the other guy who... I feel like an idiot now because I don't remember the other guy's name who I watched an interview with. Who they had the big falling
Mark
out.
Mark Tremonti?
Yes, Tremonti. Yeah, they both are so soft-spoken and like, yeah, and so then I did this. And it's and then you hear him singing and you're like, I told her. Whoa.
It's usually how it is, though, with singers, I've noticed. True. Like, Christina Aguilera's like that too. She's got that, you know, but her voice is like, "Hi, I'm Christina Aguilera." It's like, "What are you doing?" they came up with it or something.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's just what feels. Maybe that's just what's in their heart.
Really interesting.
It is. It is pretty kooky. So you're a musician, Melissa. When you sing,
I try.
You're a great musician. When you sing, do you feel like you did you pick a voice or did it just what came out of you?
Well. I think it's I think I just go with what's easiest and natural for me. And it's actually interesting. When I sing my songs, I sound like me because there's no one else that sang it. But if I'm hearing radio songs, my ear naturally will want to mimic them. And I can't, like if I go to karaoke and I'm singing a, you know, Jackson 5 song, I'm going to sing like Little Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know how to sing it in my own voice.
Yeah. I find that to be so difficult. I really embarrassed myself trying to sing a Taylor Swift song, and it was in front of a group. It was the song that I love the most of hers, "Cruel Summer," and it was in front of people who did not like the song, so there was extra pressure. They didn't like her, and I was like, "No, this is a great song." And then I blew it because I had practiced this in my car before, where I go, I don't do her voice, so I have to do it my way, or else it's not happening. And you get suckered in, and you hear her vocals, and you go, "I can do it." And then it sounded horrific, and they all were like, "Oh yeah, good song, Tom." So now they all hate her even more. I ruined Taylor Swift's career. My rendition was so bad. But yeah, I do find that to be an interesting thing to choose to do when someone's when you're singing along to someone else's. You're one of the most talented people I know, and certainly that we've had on this podcast. Go through the catalog, baby. It's a lot of duds. Finally a good guest. You got Stephen Castillo on here. Come on.
What band did he defend?
Will Smith. Yeah, actually, yeah. It was a great episode.
Hey, super fun. Yeah.
And another person who's very talented. But my point, you're an artist, and you draw, and you can do music, and you're a great comedian and impressionist. I feel like right now there's no... Stand-up is kind of over right now, and I'm losing my mind. I think I was like, maybe I'll just get into pool trick shots.
You're going to say porn for one second.
Oh, if I had that talent, you think I'd do comedy? I'd be out of here in a heartbeat.
I know, though. There was I did one outdoor gig, or actually two here in LA. No, three now. But it just felt like I was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I miss it so much.
It's so fun when it's happening, but when it's, yeah, I haven't really been doing it for the past few weeks because it's getting too cold in New York to do it. But yeah, maybe I'll get into chess or something. I don't know. I got no other artistic outlets. Yeah. I don't have a pool. The problem with the pool trick shots is I don't have a pool table, but I don't need one. I'll just stare at the ceiling and see the balls.
I tried to watch that yesterday. I was like, okay.
I'll tell you right now, I was making fun of it for the first like two or three episodes, and then I loved it so much. It's one of my favorite things that I've watched during quarantine.
All right, I'll give it a chance.
It gets really fun, and it is. I want to tell people right off the bat, it is not real. I got into a big argument with some comics about they all thought it was real. I also would have assumed it was real if Tommy hadn't mentioned that it was not real.
And, it's based off a novel.
Yes. Yes, and books aren't real, and nothing that you read is real. So. Anyway, I got us off topic here, but Creed.
I have a question for you guys regarding Creed. Let's say in these COVID days, let's say the one concert, the whole crowd is COVID free, is Creed. Would you go?
I would be the first in line. I'd love to. Yeah.
Just to be at a concert to dance with people to My Sacrifice.
Can you imagine putting your arms out for arms wide open and just like feeling it? Like, oh my God.
Can I tell you, if I'm being totally honest, it could be a Creed cover band, and I think I would still be there. I think I'd still go. That's how desperate I am.
I'm going to see Screed.
They're really great, guys. Come.
Oh, man, but Crud is playing across town.
Oh, Scott Storp's going to be there? Oh, I have to go.
They even have cover names.
Stupid.
That's the most dehumanizing part of being in a cover band. You have to change your name.
Imagine a band calling themselves that. Look, guys, it's true or crud.
That is a great question. What is your history with this band? Do you have any? Have you ever seen them live, or do you have any? Were you really into them right off the bat, or was it like a thing where you heard some hits?
I feel like when we're, early 7th or 8th grade. Uh-oh, Penny wants to say hi.
What up, Penny?
Hey.
She's a little sweetheart. I think in 7th, 8th grade when I was here, when they would play on the radio, and I felt like, boy, their songs have a good, like, what's that? Catch. Like a, what's it?
A hook?
In a chorus. A hook. Yeah, they have like really, really good like pop melodies. And for me, and maybe also my alto range and singing voice, it was perfect for me to sing along with. You know, I would just, hello, my friend, we meet again. It's easy for me to sing. It's right there in the same level.
It's
and
perfect.
I always felt inspired every time I heard them. I didn't, you know, it never, I'm sure, yeah, I know what people didn't like them, but I genuinely was, I still could listen to Higher and be like, wow, I'm going to the heavens now.
should we go ahead?
I could work out.
I think we should maybe go ahead and listen to Higher.
Yeah.
I don't think we listened to that last time we did this this band, and I have it pulled up right here. Let's hear a little bit of Higher.
Oh,
That it's true. When that you're right, they are hard. When that guitar comes in, you're like, "Whoa, this is not what I thought this was going to be. This is not what I signed up for."
They played at some halftime show, I think, for the Cowboys or something. Yes. Was it a Super Bowl or no?
No, I think it's just a halftime show. He's wearing the Cowboys jersey. I think it was just a
snap on the back. Yes. I mean, that really made me laugh.
Yeah, because I don't think you could play.
To have. You got one of those.
But do you think the audiences, like the guys are like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, the quarterback ends injured. They're like, oh, well, we got to put in Steph.
That's what the problem is with. I think it should be illegal for the audience to wear jerseys.
Yeah,
Steph is a muscle man.
He is in good shape. I think we may have talked about this song last time, but I'm not sure because I assumed this, and this is not the case. Frequently misinterpreted song in the September 2000 edition of Spin magazine, Scott Stapp explained that this is not about Christ's ascension to heaven or taking a bong hit, but it is about the power of lucid dreaming. Whoa. You're physically asleep, but you're awake in your mind, he explained. He read a book about Hindu monks who have perfected the technique and thought it might help him squelch a recurring nightmare. Here's the nightmare. He's running down a highway, closely pursued by a man with a gun. He turns left and hides behind a pillar beneath an overpass, but gets shot anyway. Stapp says that once he learned how to lucid dream, he was able to alter the nightmare so that he turned right and escaped. And after he wrote Higher about the experience, he never had the nightmare again. Wow. That's a crazy story. That is Whoa. Crazy. Yeah. He was able to alter that, but he couldn't alter bridge. We'll take a break. No, I'm just kidding. That song, that it takes me right back to being, and I think I was maybe in middle school during this.
Yeah.
Possibly in high school, but I want to say middle school and just really rocking out.
You did rock out.
I loved these songs. I was a huge fan of the hits of Creed. It was a thing where I didn't ever look any further into their songs, like anything that wasn't on the radio. But I didn't do that with a lot of bands at that time in my life. It was kind of just what you give me, you know. I'm gonna
that's
like.
That's true. When you're young, you're like, okay, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't. Yeah. Same with. That's how I was with Linkin Park too. I was always like, yes.
Linkin Park, I was doing that, and then in like when I was in 19 in college, when I started getting into running, I started going deep into Linkin Park and listening to all their stuff, and I was a huge fan for like 4 years. Ooh, and then fell out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's done an episode with them because, and it's complicated because I really do like them, but then after Chester Bennington died, it became hard to make it a funny episode.
Yeah. Now, I want to discuss the Creed album covers. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The graphics are just, they're hilarious. The Weathered album, yes. It's like, can you at least try to make their face 3D on the tree, not just, you know, put... The photo,
so,
on, you know.
This is the human clay one. Can you guys see this here?
Human clay is truly insane.
It's
they're
like
all
a video,
bad, though.
Like an N64 video game.
Yes.
That is exactly it. That is exactly what they look like.
Is
That's
that the guy
so
who was
funny.
Chasing him in the dream? Is that what's going on? The human clay guy?
So I have like a, the one, you're right. The one for Weathered is so funny. It's them as a tree. I'm trying to find a higher.
Someone's engraving it.
Oh my God.
With
I don't think I've ever seen this
three
one.
Dudes.
It's such a funny. It's such a funny cover. I'm trying to find a high res. Here we go. This is not bad.
Yeah, I got it like a 1500.
Oh, you got it here. Hold on. That is so funny looking. And what's crazy is, like, they're a band that's already successful. Like, they could retroactively fix this, but all of them are bad. Every single Creed album cover is bad. And I looked it up just now, and apparently it's one of their brothers that designed all the albums.
They couldn't let him down.
It was
please let me make your album. please.
Daniel Tremonti, brother of Mark Tremonti, creates all of the artwork featured on Creed's albums. He works for Core 12. Well, Core 12 disband. Core meltdown, because it's bad. They're all so bad.
So the reason I just looked, the reason that there's three of them on the tree is that their bass player had left the band after the previous album. And that must have been a real slap in the face to see the new album cover. And it's the three of them on a tree without you. And it's like, oh man, they really moved on. They're on the tree now.
Look at this one last breath. It's just a
Where's
guy.
That?
Guy reaching
Get in
out
the
of
mud,
the dirt.
Buddy. It's going to be worth it. No.
Oh, My Own Prison is such a funny album cover too. It's just so emo and melodramatic.
I know. And he's like curved like a I don't know, banana. Do you think that's Scott? No.
I don't think it is, unless he shaved his head at some point. Right. But you'd think he would want it to be himself. Maybe that's the guy himself, but I don't know.
I sent you over an image in the chat. Now, I don't know if this is real or not.
I just pulled it up. Oh, my God.
But I don't know if they did a symphonic. Is that how you say it?
Symphonic, yeah.
Yeah, symphonic cover. I don't know if that's a real thing, but it says Best Buy. There's a guy floating in a bottle.
It's the clay man, and it's so ugly. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen. How could they do this? And I don't remember. It's one of those things where if I had seen these album covers at the time, I think I would have been like, this is disturbing. I don't think I would have liked them at all. But I only heard it. I guess I do remember this album cover very clearly. Like, just seeing it at Walmart, I think.
Oh, yeah. Target. They were everywhere galore. Oh, yeah.
That's just so ugly. And not what you'd expect. Because the music is not like that at all. That looks like it's some sort of, I guess, like dark metal or something. I don't know what I would assume from seeing those album covers, but it's not that. Maybe I would assume more of like a Linkin Park sort of thing. This,
right.
Oh shit. We can listen to that in a second, but actually we should take a quick break real fast and come back, because we have to hear Jared's thoughts still. We haven't gone to Jared yet, so we will be right back with more Stand By Your Band in a moment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are back with more Stand By Your Band. We have a recurring segment we need to get to. You know him, you love him. The owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, where you can see shows via their website now for most comics who are coming through. So use that. You can see it from the comfort of your home. You don't have to risk COVID or whatever. You can see shows online. And if it's the holidays, buy a gift card. And that helps these comedy clubs out that are struggling during COVID times. Do that for them. But this isn't a time to praise Jared. This is a time to hear his thoughts. He's our friend and foe of the show, if you're new to it. If you don't know, he's probably going to be very harsh, knowing Jared and his opinions on music. So let's hear him without further ado. Jared's thoughts on Creed.
What's up, y'all? It's This Week's It Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Creed. I can't remember whether it was on a live episode or just a regular episode, but we did Creed once before, and I think I kind of surprised you guys with my view on this, and I'm going to probably say basically the same thing again, which is obviously it sucks. I mean, I don't think that really anybody would reasonably think that they're a good band, but I don't think it's as like historically terrible as some people might say it is. Like, kind of similarly to the way that, and I know a lot of people hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I know that on my Mount Rushmore of the worst bands ever. I know that the Red Hot Chili Peppers are the most respected band on that board. And so I guess if we're putting together some sort of like 90s or 2000s, whatever this was, bands, they probably would end up on the Mount Rushmore of terrible bands from that time frame, but they would be sort of the like most acceptable one on there. So this is, you know, nobody that, you know, listens to great bands also likes Creed, but I do think that like it's, if you're in the car and Higher, you know, comes on, you might leave it on for a couple verses and then change it instead of just being like, fuck, I can't listen to this and whatever. Anyway, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks, bye.
I think Jared changed his tune. I think last time he said he fucking hated him. I could be wrong, but I don't recall him being like, I surprised you guys. I think he hated him. But what do you think about that, Melissa?
I think he's right, though. I think he gave good points that it's catchy and not as bad as some bands, you know?
What do you think about the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh, I love them.
Me too.
I do think they've made so many songs that are just the same thing.
Sure.
But the hits are amazing. I like Chili Peppers.
Thank you. Because I constantly defend them, and Jared always makes fun of them. I interrupted you in the middle of a thought, and I did not mean to, but I had to know going forward. Maybe every episode, just to piss Jared off, I'm going to ask how people feel about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. New segment alert. Yes, but yeah, of course they have some hits. Of course, this is a fun band.
I mean, but also think the fame, how well people know them, even if they're like, screw Creed, they know them. They're huge, and regardless, they did something good.
You know what? They absolutely did something good. And I think we should hear some more of the stuff that they did good. Let's hear another song here. I think I'm going to let you choose here. I'm looking at their top five here, and we've got My Sacrifice, Higher with Arms. We already heard that one. One Last Breath with Arms Wide Open, My Own Prison.
One Last Breath.
Hell yeah.
Let's hear One Last Breath.
Ooh. Do you think he wrote these on his own or no?
He had.
We'll talk about this.
Yeah. So,
you know, he is passionate. Like when you hear his voice, you're hooked.
It is true. I mean, it's he puts so much emotion in everything. It is some of the most fun music to sing of all time. I love screamy songs, and every line of his is like, it's very, very fun. And you were asking if he writes all the songs. I think he might just write the lyrics. According to Song Facts, Creed guitarist Mark Tremonti wrote the music for their songs, and I think that there's a good chance that that he writes the lyrics.
He doesn't play an instrument.
Right.
If you remember, this music video is an all-timer. Also, it's so funny to look back on. He's like, it must have been the most expensive music video ever made. In this one, he is, he's like on top of like a giant cliff kind of thing, and then he's falling in the air, and he's singing while he's falling, and he hits the ground. It's really something to behold. And Yeah, there's a lot of like dust and wind blowing at the band.
Which is the one where he's on a little boat? Is that the one?
That's probably a different one. Yeah. I think that is. Oh shit! What
my sacrifice? Maybe
I thought that might be with arms wide open, but that's
it is. Yeah, that's the waterlogged one. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I'm someone that I always love songs though where it's someone that's picks themselves up out of the dirt and blood, you know, and bruises, and they find light. That's what he does for my soul. That's what Step does. That's why I love the songs. They're all about that.
It's
and who doesn't want some, you know, to be saved?
It's so true.
Their darkness.
Who doesn't want to be saved? Damn. And that's what this show is. If you want to get saved, email us. It's Stand By Your Band.
Yeah, we're starting a cult.
I remember when I was I've talked about this a little bit in the past, but I went to a Baptist church when I was in high school because I couldn't make my basketball team, and there was a basketball team that my friends would play on that was affiliated with this church, and so I would go every week to play with them, and then they were like, one day one of my buddy Andrew pulled me into a room and he goes, "Hey man, I need to talk to you about something. Have you been saved?" And I was like, I didn't know what he meant. And I was like, I think so. I literally said, I think so. And he goes, I think you'd know.
Wait, why did you have to go to church? Because you didn't make the best.
So because the church had its own league, and because I couldn't make in my high school's league, I wanted to play basketball so bad. It's not like if you don't make the team, they're like, go to church.
That's what I thought in my head. Go pray about it.
It's more like a Mighty Ducks-esque situation where I had a fall from grace and I just wasn't good enough to be on the team. And the team that played, the teams in the church league were not nearly as good as the state of Indiana. So it was just easier for me to do that. And I was like, oh, I got a great little scheme going here. I just play with these church kids and then I go home and they have to go to church. And then sure enough, I ended up also having to go to church.
And they're usually nicer about, oh, you can't steal the ball, right?
Thou shalt not steal. That's true. No.
Was that right?
No, that's not true. At least not in my league. That'd be so funny.
There was my brother, my little brother, Andrew. He was part of a basketball team in the city I grew up in, Whittier, and it was with a church. And they were all about, like, you know, be nice, don't steal.
I can't remember who this is, but there's a comic we know who... I think he had a bit about this. I don't think it was a story he was telling me. I think it's a bit that they would play basketball. I think it might be Nate Bargatze has a bit about how they would play basketball without the ball. Like they would just be like,
no,
they would just pretend to be doing everything. So it'd be like, you'd still have to do everything. You'd still have to pass and shoot. And then, but it was just like, obviously every shot goes in because you're just saying I'm shooting now.
Oh my God.
It's insane. But I do love the idea of a church league where it has commandments that thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's jump shot.
Do you think Mr. Stapp is these days? I mean, I know you said he's sober 5 years, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I think he's trying to get the band back together. Or I think he's like wanting a reunion of some sort. If I read it right,
that'd be cool.
And he's mending his relationship with Mark here. So I think that he's trying. Yeah.
Oh, look, November 24, 2020, Scott Stapp and Mark Tremonti are sitting on 8 or 9 Creed songs for possible new album.
That's from today.
Today.
Yeah.
Wait, show me the newspaper.
Hold up. Okay, I'll send it to you. It's called blabbermouth.net. I don't know if that means it's a rumor or dumb. Oh, this is great. This made my day. God.
This is fate God. That we're talking about them today.
That is crazy sitting on it. What are they sitting on them for? Let them out. Let them fly. They're gonna suffocate.
I went on to Stapp's Instagram too. And,
he's got an Insta?
He has an Insta. I think we should all follow him. And I it's just like, I mean, I don't know. It's just he'll post some Creed things, but it's like that was a long time ago. But It's still, yeah, no, that's good. I mean, it's still something to be proud of. I think he has a little boy too.
Oh, he is a little boy, all right. Do you remember?
Thirst traps.
I mean, this is kind of a thirst trap.
No, thirst steps.
Oh my God! Yeah, he does have a little boy. Do you? We talked about it on the last episode, but Melissa, do you know what the name of his boy is?
Ooh. Scott the second.
It is a second, basically, because it is Jagger.
It is,
it is Jagger is what he went with, as in Ooh. Mick Jagger. And we did make the That's joke last cool. time that that is what the song moves like Jagger.
About. Yep,
moves like Jagger.
We both listened to the some of the last episode so that we wouldn't cover the same ground, and yet I still am going. You know what? I'm just gonna do the exact same jokes from.
Who defended Creed last? That
other we should have said that. So if you want to hear the precursor to this episode, it's from almost 3 years ago, like I said, with Comedy Central's own Nicole Boyce, friend of the show. It was a great episode. But this is a band that deserves two episodes. This is a band. This is like a marquee band for this show. It's the it's a perfect pick. There's a handful of bands that are what this podcast was built for, and we still haven't done Nickelback. We got to do those. Maybe that'll be like our next anniversary or something. We can get that going, because that's the one that when we built the podcast, that's the sort of band that this was all about. But Creed absolutely fits that. Where people became a punchline band, and I think it is probably mostly because of. If I had to guess, it's because of Scott Stapp's doing that voice. I think that became a very make funnable thing over time, and the religiosity aspect. I think it's all Stapp based, basically. I think that he became kind of a joke in the music industry by just being a dumbass, and then his solo career didn't work out as well as he thought it would, and. I think it all backfired, but I think if this music just stood on its own, I had friends in college where this was their favorite band. So it's not like they were so bad that people were just like, oh, who could possibly love them? But it was a thing that was like, oh, that is strange that they'd be your favorite band, but also they are fun to listen to. And if you put on
is that a deal breaker? If you're, let's say someone out there is dating someone new.
I think that's a great question. Tommy, if you went on a first date with somebody and they said Creed was their favorite band.
Like very sincere.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think sparks would fly, you know? I think because Bubba I love doing Creed at karaoke, you know, take it to a karaoke club and just be like, oh, you like Creed, huh? And then sing Creed, and then there you go. You're in love.
That's you've made a mistake. She's an alcoholic. Sorry. This was like a choose your own adventure. But you have now had a bad life. So congratulations. Yeah, I think that's a good question, because that would be a strange thing to happen. But yeah, I wonder if there are people out there. Hey, tweet at us if this would be a thing that would
tweet
be.
Tweet at me if anyone has made love to a Creed song. I want to know.
And hopefully it wasn't my own
Creed song. Can you take me higher, the boner?
Back when I was a male prostitute, I would play My Sacrifice. Speaking of My Sacrifice, I think we should listen to it. Let's hear some of My Sacrifice.
He's like in a bus at the beginning of this
song. Oh, actually, yes. Hold on.
I'm going to skip forward a little bit here.
Thank you.
So the way the video opens is it starts with an old man who's feeding pigeons on a bench. And what happens is first you see that he is blind, and then the camera kind of goes through his eye and like affects going through his brain. And what is in his brain is this band in the water playing this song. That is what he's thinking about as he's feeding pigeons. His members of Creed underwater playing music. And there are aliens in the water too. I'm just seeing this now, which I did not remember.
There's aliens in there?
There's green men. Let me take a screenshot.
Yeah, we gotta see this.
Oh man, screaming of them. That's really funny.
Aww. That's amazing.
Man, you know that sketch I did with Castillo. We wrote the based on the bit of my the Miss Dying Miss Gomez.
Yeah,
Nickelback.
The Nickelback one. Yeah,
I love that sketch.
We've tried many times to do part two, and my favorite one that we attempted was it didn't go to air, but it was with Creed, with the Creed song. I was dying to I think it was Higher. It was Can You Take, and then Kyle, we had him come down from the ceiling as Jesus. Sing a line. It was hilarious. And I was like, oh, I think it was Idris Elba. He just didn't, I don't know if he didn't like it or something. But man, that was so fun. I hope to do a Creed.
I think that's gotta happen. That's got so it. Fun. That's lined up perfectly. That's great.
Yeah.
I think that would be perfect. That is
Wait, let me see.
It's so funny. Oh yeah, you just hit the screenshot. The idea that there's aliens alongside what is this old man's
like? They're like serpents or something.
And they're swimming backwards, which of course means that they're not human, because no human would ever swim backwards. But it's really a wild choice.
Maybe they're so all scary. Tears in the ocean. It's all of the ocean.
Oh my God. I've looked at the first comment on this is stop asking who's here in 2020. We never left.
Hey, the Creed party people. That's so funny.
I love that this is the first one that's gone post who's here in 2020, because that is typically, if you had asked me what the first comment on that song would be, I would say who's here in 2020. And I would be I'd look the fool. Because
a lot of those. Yeah.
That's so good.
This person says, I was born in Generation Z, but I prefer listening to music like this because I find them with more soul. Right.
I agree.
Lots of love from a German 70-year-old drummer. Keep going, guys. They're not going. They're not going. Started 6 hours ago. He posted that. Oh, poor
keep
old
going,
guy.
Guys. Keep going.
Man. Man, this guy has got a lot to get bummed out about.
Hopefully he reads livebrowmouth.net because he's in for a surprise.
That would be really fun.
Wait till he finds out that Arrested Development got canceled. He's going to have a bad. That guy's got a lot in store. I think, by the way, I forgot. I have a website pulled up here that now that I'm flipping through them, because we don't have a ton of time left here, but I wanted to go over some of these fun facts from Creed. Actually, these are cool facts. I'm sorry. According to this website, these are some
they
cool
are not
facts
fun.
About Creed.
Do not expect
don't,
to have fun with these.
Don't. Hey, if you don't have fun with these, don't ask for your money back, because that was not the brand.
You're supposed
that
to
was
feel
not
cool.
The branding. So we may have talked about this on the first one, but I don't know. But do you guys know the original name of Creed?
I don't know.
I'm going to give it to you because there's no way you'll guess it if you don't know it. Creed was originally called Naked Toddler.
We did.
I think we did. Did we make the joke that they looked at Nirvana's album cover?
Are you serious?
That on the nose.
Naked Toddler.
This name came from a newspaper article Mark Tremonti kept in his wallet. What the fuck was the newspaper article?
No.
That is a deal breaker on a first date.
Naked Toddler makes it big.
Check this out.
Oh, I can't pay for this, but there's no money in here. But I do have this.
Okay, so former bass player Brian Marshall came up with the name Creed for the band. He got the name from an old band he was in called Maddox Creed. Again, doesn't sound like he came up with the band name. Sounds like he just took it. There's only 8 of these. We've already done one of them. But number 3 is Creed originally recorded their first CD, My Own Prison, for $6,000 and released it independently under the label Blue Collar Records. Only 2,000 copies were ever printed. Wow. The man kneeling on the cover of My Own Prison is Justin Brown. Oh, there's the answer to the question we had earlier. Friend of the band, the picture was taken by Daniel Tremonti, Mark's brother, for a photography class. Wait, so he's in photography class and he got to do all that?
Wow.
He clearly made all these album covers while they were in the same chapter of whatever book he was in for his photography class. Scott Stapp and Mark Tremonti write all of the lyrics for the band's music. This is my favorite one. So wait, I'm going to save this one for last because I already did one of them. So one of them is Scott Stapp's sister Amy contributes vocals to the song Don't Stop Dancing, everyone's favorite Creed hit. but this is my favorite one. When Creed performed their song One on The Late Show with David Letterman, they began playing too early before Letterman finished introducing the band.
Oh, my God.
That seems like such a fun moment that I think we should relive it right now on the show. How do you guys do? Melissa, do you want to be Creed and we'll introduce you and you can't wait for us to finish introducing you and you just start performing?
That'd be great. Which song?
I think Dealer's Choice. I think whichever one you feel like you nailed on the best. Here's the intro.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great show tonight. David Spade was here, and so was Jewel. We had two musical performers on the same show. But closing out tonight's show,
it's been a while, where should we begin? Feels like forever. Oh, was I not supposed to go?
Creed, no! Creed!
Of a perfect love you gave to me. Oh, I remember.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Is that Melissa Vizinho or Scott Storp we got on the show?
Oh my God.
That's so good. We don't do a lot of act outs on the show, but you know what? That was the best damn one we've ever done.
So excited. Like, we're on Letterman.
What's
he gonna say? Come on, Ronald.
So funny to imagine. Like, you can't wait. just go. I think he's wrapping up, old man.
He's halfway through the top 10 list. They just start playing.
Hello, my friends. It's the top 10. 10 funny jokes all in one list.
That was great.
You do a great Scott Stapp impression. How about you, Tommy? Can I hear yours?
Can you take me higher?
Damn.
To a place where a blind man see.
I think that's the great ticket. If anyone needs to believe in you that you're wise, you have to do that. I think they want to be like, do I really believe this person? And you just go, when I was young and old. And then they're just like,
it's also funny because he was so young when he was doing that. And he sounded like wise, like, hello, I'm a wise old man. I've got plenty of worldly knowledge.
Like 21.
He was truly not, because now he's, I think, like 45. And so.
Is he 45?
I think that's what I saw. Maybe that was an old interview, but that's what I saw. Yeah. I think we should hear a couple more songs and then go to the Patreon here for their comment and the Facebook. So I think we got to do it to them. We have to do it to them. We got to hear With Arms Wide Open.
Let's do it.
Here it is.
my life is gonna change. I'll close my eyes, begin to pray.
Yeah, you say pray in a song.
Stream down my face.
I'm only stopping here for a second to point out one thing, which is that the opening line of this song is, "Well, I told her the news today," which
no. Well, I just heard.
Is that right? I thought he said. Did he say, "Well, I just heard"?
See,
he does say, "I just heard."
Oh yeah, my god!
He has a type of voice so that you can't really. You can kind of make up the lyrics. You don't know which way he goes.
His voice is the dress. I thought that he said. I can't tell if it's blue or it's black. I truly thought all this time he was saying, "Well, I told her," and I was like, "Why would you tell her that you guys are pregnant?" Well, this ruins my whole next hour that I was going to.
When I concur, it is here.
All right, we got it. I'm going to skip forward in this song because it really gets cooking.
This is about his little girl, and I thought it was about death.
Yeah, no, this is about him having a kid. I mean,
it's about Jagger.
It's about Jagger, yeah. Oh, yeah, Jagger. Sorry, my bad. That's how he names his kids. No, this song really gets going. And I got to tell you, one of the Facebook comments is about this, but it truly does make this song has the power to make me emotional. And I do think it's a good song.
Another classic music video. He's singing on a field, and then a meteor shower starts, and he does continue singing for a while before seeking shelter in a cave where he finds his loving band.
You know, I always get confused with the Arms Wide Open music video and Britney's I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. Wait, aren't they both in the, like, on a cliff with that? Wait,
oh, I think you're right. I think you're right that they are, but I might be mixing up Britney's video. I want to play
that's
this
pretty,
part of this
that's
song.
That's like
fast.
To hear, like, as a little baby, hearing him sing that to you is pretty frightening. You know?
True, because he's. Yeah, because kids, as a baby, it's like you don't understand words. You just understand tone, and it's like, why are you screaming at me immediately? If I had just one wish. And being like, I hope he's not like me. It's like, you're my dad. I hope you're cool, man.
Food and shut up and go to sleep.
Shut up.
Yeah, I hope he's not like me. I hope he's quiet and goes to sleep. There's a part at the end of the song. I think I just never listened fully to the end of the song, but it made me laugh listening to it earlier, where he just does one weird little move. I don't know why, but it just doesn't fit with it at all, but it's fun.
Now, who's the guy in the band that has just that one little sliver of hair, right?
The soul patch?
Yeah, he has a little line.
That's all of them, I think.
Trademark.
That's a good question. I should know. I feel like we've done two episodes. We still have not covered all the members of the band here, but that might be Scott Phillips.
Yeah, Mike Tremonti.
I bet that's Tremonti. Yeah. Yeah.
Now what's that called? Yeah. He had like a little,
so he has this thing. Is that a soul patch? Is that what you'd call that? Patch.
Yes.
The older I get, I'm like, maybe I'll experiment with something like that.
Why not? Have some fun, huh?
Especially during quarantine. I feel like you got to have a little fun, you know? Let
this is all that grows.
That's what I did with my hair. I was like, I need to have a little blue.
I love it. I think it's a cool move. I was thinking about messing with mine too. I don't know what to do. I might go kooky. Who knows?
I know.
Let's hear. Here's the problem. So we listened to four songs. Tommy, what do you think? We're over time is the only problem, and I want to get to these comments.
Let's quickly play Marlins Will Soar. Melissa,
that's what I.
Marlins Will Soar.
Is that Creed?
That's a song that they wrote for the baseball team, the Florida Marlins, now the Miami Marlins, but at the time they were the Florida Marlins. He wrote like a theme song for them during their playoff run.
I'd love to hear it.
It's maybe the greatest sports song ever written, I would say.
Okay. I'm pulling it up right now. And we did listen to it last time on the show. I do feel we have to listen to it again. It's just that important of a song. So there's a 15-second ad. So just hang out till. Actually, we need to take a break right now. So that's perfect. So we'll be right back with more Stand By Your Band. All right, we are back with the final stretch of Stand By Your Band. We're gonna play a little bit of Marlins Will Soar. Scott Stapp's song about baseball, specifically the now Miami Marlins.
That's really fun. The little and don't. That's fun. I never heard that.
So
he
I
went
think
so hard on it, and they didn't have to, you know.
Yeah,
they gave it all. Yeah. Him.
Well, he was just we talked about this last time I think, but he just rearranged a song that he had already made, and he just refit it to be about the Marlins. And I think I think we did talk about this last time, but it is still funny. I don't think he knows what a Marlin is. I don't.
Marlins Will Soar. Yeah.
I truly believe that he thinks a Marlin is a bird.
Yeah, it's a bird, I think.
But I think that we paid the price for making this fun of this song 3 years ago, because this year the Marlins did fuck up the Cubs in the playoffs.
That's true.
So I think that was the that was Stapp's revenge, and
we saw that fish
on.
Fly. As they say.
Yeah, the Cubs will beat the Marlins, or the Marlins will beat the Cubs when fish fly.
It is interesting because famous Cubs fan Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, and then you got often compared to Creed. Scott Stapp, this was the final revenge.
That's
Creed
true. Finally, Stapp better than Vedder. Okay, let's go to the Patreon and their thoughts on Creed for this week. We did.
Is this live? Are they watching this?
They're not watching it live. They're not watching it live. I posted in the Patreon, just giving people the heads up. And if you're on the Patreon, you get a guarantee that if you get your comment in time, we'll read it. So the first one is from, and by the way, Patreon, $3 a day a month, and you get a bonus episode every week. So get in there if you're not already on, and we're doing some fun stuff this week. Trevor Rodman says, with arms wide open, really hits home now as a father of a five-year-old, and it actually made me emotional as I listened to it today for the first time in a long time. I got to tell you, I don't even, none of us have kids, but I... When we have the cats, and I feel that way about With Arms Wide Open. I'll show you everything. This is Matthew Potter makes the first of many Creed the movie jokes. And what I shouldn't say the first, Tommy already made one. but he says Michael B. Jordan crushes it, a great continuation of the Rocky series. Ron Trimbath writes, oh, wow. I'll never forget the perplexed feeling I had standing in Circuit City with two CDs in my hand and only money for one. I had Jerry Cantrell's first solo album and My Own Prison. I ultimately chose Creed, but have always thought about how much of a different path my life would have taken had I chosen Wiser, although I have gone back and listened since, and it's really not as bad as people pretend it is. I stopped listening after the second album, but those first two are actually fine. Also, happy birthday, Tom. Thanks, Ron. And Ron did, in fact, purchase a cameo from Tommy for true. My birthday that maybe I'll play on the Patreon for people I have not decided yet. Nick Clerkin writes, when it comes to album covers, they're the worst in the biz. Human Clay and Weathered are ugly enough, but check out the cover to the One Last Breath single for something truly unpleasant. I looked at this earlier, and it is really bad. Oh, that's what we looked at earlier with you guys. Yeah,
old man in the mud.
Jess Tabor writes, Creed gets a bad rep simply because Scott Stapp is an obnoxious egomaniac. The first two albums were decent. Otherwise, agreed. Toby Braithwaite says, oh God, not again. Last time round, it sent me on a Creed listening shame spiral I'm yet to fully recover from. At one stage, it was bad enough I learned to play One Last Breath on guitar. Irresponsible podcasting, fellas. Hey, sorry, Toby. We aren't role models. Michael Stell writes, used to listen to Creed with my dad going to Tijuana to visit his stripper girlfriend with arms wide open.
All right.
All right. David Kahn.
Whoa!
That's a big bomb. Yeah, you got to give us so many of these are too, not these ones, but so many posts we get are way too long. That's one of those that could have been longer. I would have loved to hear more about that. David Comport writes, this will have to be a very compelling defense. Surely the most vilified band of the 90s to 2000s era. Curious to see if I reassess my view or still find Scott Stapp as a more annoying, preachy, non-aspirational version of Eddie Vedder. Last one here. Tom Juba says, I wrestled in the UK and became the bad guy in the match because one of the guys came out to my sacrifice and the entire crowd was singing along.
In the UK. Oh, wow.
That's wild. When it got quiet, I said, you guys know that song is bad, right? the room attacked me with booze and I lost. So that was the Patreon. There was one Facebook comment I definitely wanted to read, so I'll blow through that. I don't know. Did we get any Twitter comments?
There was just one tweet that said they're the Wilco of Tallahassee, which
that is so funny.
But they are like a quintessential Florida band. Yeah, they're like, and it makes sense when you find out that they're from Florida. It's like, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Absolutely. Samantha Ruddy wrote that she she refuses to give her thoughts on Creed because I did not like her post on our Less Than Jake thread. And I don't like all the things. I'm sorry. I don't have time to do that, especially when there's so many, like there were with the Less Than Jake episode. I'm looking for this one. There's one that we don't have enough time, so I'm just going to read one comment here that I remember really liking, and it was from Jen O'Neill Smith, and she says, my entire family went skydiving without me on my 21st birthday. Later at my birthday dinner, I then had to watch all of their skydiving videos, each one set to Creed's With Arms Wide Open.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
I want to know. Why did she go?
I love that so much because it's so funny that they all were like, I know the song. Like, I know. that is a great story. And yeah, I want to know too, Jen, follow up. Why didn't you go? Is it out of fear? Like it would be for me, or was it that they left you out on your birthday? I'm very curious. We have to wrap this up. Melissa, thanks so much for doing this, but you do get, you get to offer your final thoughts on Creed uninterrupted, and the clock starts now. So final thoughts on Creed.
There will be no other band like them. They've paved the way for those bands, and if you ever need inspiration, but also a laugh at the same time, listen to Creed to boost your spirits.
Beautiful.
I love it. Beautiful. I'm going, we only listen to five songs. I'm a perfect score today for Creed. We listened to the hits and the Marlon song. And it was so fun. This was a great time. I had such a nice time listening to With Arms Wide Open, coming home, and it made me excited to have a child someday so that I can fully feel this song. And in fact, I think that's why most people have children, is just to experience this song the way it was meant to be played.
Yeah, that's funny. Why not play my Isn't She Lovely, Stevie Wonder? Nah.
Nope. This is the one. It's about the kid. Tommy, what do you got?
Same thing. I love all these songs. I think they're so fun. I think if you want to have fun at karaoke, bust out One Last Breath. You'll have a great time. Everyone's going to get into it. They're just so silly and fun. And I think I don't know if I would have, if I was this age at the time that they were popular, I would probably hate them. But sure. Just like being a kid when they came out, and now I'm just like, yeah, it's fun and it's nostalgic and I love it.
Hell yeah. Melissa, you also get to rate the playlist. We usually do out of 6. I guess it's out of 5 today. So what do you got?
Of what?
Oh, so rating? You get to rate it 5 out of 5 or less or more. Fuck it.
Oh, I give them a 5, 2 thumbs up. What did you say?
Out of 5. Yeah, it's not. I guess it's usually so. It's song. So it's like, we never talked about that, have we? What it is that we're giving them 5 of? I think thumbs. Give them 5 thumbs up. yeah. Not unlike the Beast from Mortal Kombat, minus one arm. I think that we'll give them 5 thumbs. So, yeah. Great stuff. Thanks so much, Melissa. This was so fun.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hell yeah. Is there anything you want to promote?
I guess I have a show in LA January 6th. If you're in town, Tom, please come do a set. Jam in the Van. It's in Santa Monica.
If I'm in town, I'll be down. I actually might be in town. Okay. We might be. Yeah. I'll let you know.
You do?
I will not be in town, but I'll buy a flight right now.
Sweet. Yeah, that's it, though. Yeah. I think that's all I got going right now.
Awesome. Get Tommy's holiday album. It's Christmas album. Yes. You got to get it.
TommyMcNamara.bandcamp.com. It's just $5. I'm very excited about it. Releases this Friday, November 27th. And I can't wait for people to hear it.
Yes. Or you can hear it right now in full on my separate Patreon that I just created. It's $20 a month, and you only get to hear Tommy's album that I have recorded through a speaker. No, on our Patreon, we did an episode last week where we listened to it, and it made my Grinch heart grow into the Christmas spirit. So you can hear it like that. But even if you do that, still get it, because you'll be able to hear it not through a speaker into a microphone, and also you'll be able to share it with friends, all that good stuff. So definitely get it, and that'll do it for this week, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks again, Melissa.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hell yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have a good one.
You too. All right. We'll see you guys next week on the podcast. Keep it crispy. Bye.